EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank you, as always, for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome talented singer-songwriter Brandon Harris, who recently released his brand new EP entitled Realistically Speaking. And later, Family Secrets. Now, most families have their own secrets, and tonight, we'll speak to a woman who will open up about her parents' affair and the love child that she never met. As always, we want to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But before we go further, Ms. Parker, how you doing tonight?
What's going on, Stephen?
How you feeling? How was your Monday?
It's the night. Monday was a Monday.
It was a
Monday.
How was your weekend?
But it went by pretty quickly, so can't complain too much. I didn't have a great weekend either. As you know, my wallet was stolen over the weekend. So
yeah.
Shout out to whoever stole my wallet at Vanquish.
Right.
I hope you get yours.
right. Exactly. My weekend was kind of laid back. I didn't do a whole lot too much. But I did want to make an announcement. This coming weekend, I'll be performing the College Park Recreation Department's Autumn Happening Festival. Will be going down this Saturday, October 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's an event I did it last year, and it's all just like a family event. Kids, food, drinks, not adult drinks, but kids, food, drinks, and then live entertainment.
Juice, right.
I performed last year. This year I'll be performing 30 minutes, and it's going to be I go on around 3 o'clock. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to do something for the kids, definitely participate. The address is 3101 Hope Street, Hapeville, Georgia. Is that Hapeville? I think. 30354. There'll be a link on my music page, Stephen Knight music page, and you'll have more information on that. But I just want to encourage everyone to participate, do something for the kids. I know they're back in school, and you get to see them all day, so they can't get your nerves that bad. But anyway, Adam Chike, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's up, everyone?
What's up, Adam Chike? Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Yeah, Ms. Parker. I just want to say, I'm sorry, Adam. Ms. Parker, I just want to say, I'm from Camden, New Jersey. Do you want me to come down to Atlanta and get you over to
Please make
want
that
me?
Trip.
I will.
Please make that trip. I appreciate it.
Nice.
So what's going on? TK, you had a full weekend, didn't you?
Oh, wow. Man, yes.
We met you last week, so you guys are catching up too.
I know. I miss you guys too. I really did. My weekend was all about Philadelphia. I saw two independent films. One, Lee Daniels of Precious and Monster Ball fame released another movie called The Paperboy, which stars Nicole Kidman, Matthew McConaughey, John Cusack, and Zac Efron. This movie is dirty, gritty, sweaty, and trashy, and it takes place in South Florida. And it's about an inmate who is wrongly accused of killing a sheriff. and the girlfriend of the accused is trying to get his story told so he can be released. But twists and turns and drama and conflama happen, which makes for a great story. You know, no one can tell a story like Lee Daniels tells a story. This movie is everything Lee Daniels. It's on the independent circuit, so it's not a huge budget, but if you know Lee Daniels and you know his work, you know he comes out with quality art. I highly recommend it. It gets a thumbs up from me. The second movie that I saw was called Split Second, from director Tim Fontaine of Fontaine Vision. I actually went to the red carpet premiere for this movie, and I had no idea what I was walking into. This was Hollywood Comes to Philadelphia. This movie premiere was everything of a big-budget movie. I was astonished and blown away from the presentation of that all. And to actually get to see this art piece, I don't know when the last time I saw a movie that kept me guessing what the ending was going to be. The movie turned so many times I was dizzy before I walked out. This is another good independent movie that I highly, highly, highly recommend. It stars Todd Anthony, Neil Carr, and Tiffany Yancey. They're all local from the tri-state area in the East Coast. Definitely check it out. These people put their thing down. And one thing I just want to say before I finish up is the meat of art these days is in independent. People, please support and check out your independent artists. And that's music and in theater. Like, please, just check out your independent, because that's where the weight is right now.
I hear that. What about you, Adam?
Perfect. Yeah, I saw Argo this weekend, and if you're unfamiliar, it's the story. It's kind of based loosely on a true story about these during the Iran hostage crisis in the late 70s. Six U.S. embassy workers escaped and found refuge in the Canadian minister's home. So for about 3 months, they were hiding during this whole situation, and that's the time that the CIA brought in someone to kind of exfiltrate, which is to sneak them out of the country. Tensions were high, so their plan was to go in as a Canadian film crew and then pull them out as they were scouting a location and then fly them out of the country as Canadian citizens. Starred Ben Affleck, directed by Ben Affleck, which always he does good when he directs his movies. It was a really good movie, very full of suspense, drama. You know, you had yourself not often I feel nervous for the characters in the movies because you can kind of separate yourself from the movie while watching it. But this one, you're really feeling for the characters. You can feel the hatred of the, you know, the local Iranians in the movie because they're really a lot of anger. And since you know it was kind of based on a true story, you can know that this is something that actually happened to them. Of course, a little more dramatized for the movie, but it keeps you going throughout the movie. The pacing was really well, and it, you know, you're going to have a lot of edge of your seat moments where you're you know, really worried about them. So yeah, I highly recommend it. Good movie. I didn't, you know, I'm. Was born after the hostage crisis, so I didn't know too much about it. So not knowing the outcome beforehand kind of helped with the suspense. But overall, everything was good. There was comedy moments and everything like that. So great job by Ben Affleck for directing it. And, yeah, definitely if you get a chance, I would check it out.
Absolutely.
I have a question. Did Ben have anything to do with the production of this movie? Like, did he produce it or, like, have some writing in it? Do you know?
He was one of the producers. I know Clooney helped produce it also. And then there was another big name that was part of the production because, you know, he hangs out with that crowd. So, but he definitely directed the movie. And I think this is his last movie since The Town, which was another good movie he did a few years ago about Boston and bank robbers and things like that. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I have to check that out.
Mm-hmm,
and they're saying that his directing is getting better and better with each movie. Do you agree?
Easily.
The Town was off the hook.
Yeah, the town was incredible. And you know, he did Gone Baby Gone, which I don't know if anyone else saw that. That was a few years beforehand, and that was another good kind of drama that he did.
Okay. Anything coming up that you're looking forward to seeing?
For me, it's Skyfall. That's the next big one on my radar.
Oh, yeah, James Bond. Can't go wrong there.
a lot of great reviews already coming out from the critics, so I think this is going to be a good winner, especially after Quantum of Solace did not so great, in my opinion. So that's the big one for me. How about you, Chike?
Yeah, that's the big one for me, too. It's something about that big Hollywood machine formula that once they know they got it right and they improve upon it as they go forward, then I'm all in your camp. But once you just start making movies, you know, sequels, just to be making sequels for the monetary gain of it all, you lose me. James Bond is a franchise that can never go wrong in my book because they always tend to get better. They always want to outdo themselves. So, yeah.
And they have to prove themselves, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll be talking to you again next week. So thanks again, and y'all have a great week, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, next one. Aaron, what's going on, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you?
Man, all is good, Stephen. Miss Parker,
what's
how's
up,
it
Aaron?
Going?
I hear that.
Yo, before I even start on the sports, man, can we talk about that video that's like been talking about
Lord.
With the bus driver in Cleveland?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
What were
you
talking about?
Oh,
he's
that
taking
was
over
crazy.
My entertainment segment. He's taking over my entertainment segment.
Okay. Never mind. Okay.
No, I want to hear your opinion.
Well, since you brought it up, what do you think about it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It was funny, but on the serious note, though,
I didn't find anything funny about it at all.
Crazy.
Bus driver shouldn't have hit her. I'm sorry. Even if she pushed him in
the Quita was ratchet.
She just grabbed her.
Understood.
Threw off the bus.
But for him to uppercut her,
he uppercut her, then kept going in. Right.
And that wasn't cool. I mean, she could have, her little pushes weren't even, it wasn't all that. I mean, he didn't have to uppercut. He did the whole thread.
He probably should have hemmed her up to let her know that, you can't do that. But she was a man.
Right.
What if he would have killed her?
And she said it was bad.
Like, he should definitely lose his job. I mean, but at the same time, I feel him, though, because she was wrong. Like, she was definitely wrong. But he didn't have to uppercut her, though. He didn't have to uppercut her.
I think he should have hemmed her up. Of course, he's bigger and stronger than her. He could have hemmed her. There's a way he could have taken care of it and let her know he wasn't playing.
Yeah, right.
Before just busting up her in the street.
She
acted like he was hitting a man.
Right.
I had never seen anything like that.
Did y'all see her weed ponytail, though? It came off.
We saw that.
The fact that her weed ponytail had came off. I'm sorry.
I think
that
the part
funny.
That really, really disturbed me is that you hear the hit. Like, you know, somebody been hit so hard, I'm surprised her jaw didn't break. Like,
you heard it.
Even though it was a camera phone video, you heard it. You heard
the
sound of it.
I thought she was out cold.
Out.
I thought she was out. I mean, girl is tough. She came back swinging.
She is tough.
She said she said she got interviewed and she said she felt like she was in Mortal Kombat.
She
did say that.
Now that is funny.
It was right now. That's funny. That's funny right there. That's funny.
No, someone said she got a strong jaw.
She got a strong jaw. Girl, it's tough.
Right, nah, she's strong, period. Her jaw is strong. She's strong, period. Because, I mean, she got beat.
Like that. Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. But I hope, she's okay.
Yeah.
I don't want her to be hurt or anything like that. But anyway, all right, sports.
Yeah.
Sports time. Yo, the Falcons, man, they're 6-0. 6-0. The only undefeated team left in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Falcons.
Yes. Congratulations, Falcons. Definitely. Atlanta stepping up big time.
Yeah.
Redskins, Robert Griffin, the third, man, I'm telling you, dude is going to be rookie of the year. I'm telling you, he is tough. Dude, last week had a concussion, got, like, stitches all on his jaw, came back this week against a really good Minnesota Vikings team and put the Redskins on his back, won the game.
Mm.
Redskins 3-3. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Redskins stepping it up. You want Redskins
there, stepping it up, man. Redskins doing it. Let's see. Dallas Cowboys lost. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, they lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, they lost. I'm happy about that. I'm not even going to tell what the score is because people have probably already seen it, but they lost.
Right.
Yes. My Mountaineers lost. Please take a moment of silence real quick. There we go. All right. They lost to Texas Tech. I'm kind of mad about that, but it is what it is. We'll win next Saturday against Kansas State. What else is going on? Yankees lost. They're 0-2, yes. Yankees, I think, are done. I hope. they're playing the who are they playing? Give me a second. It's like a freeze. Hold on. Can someone help me out? Cause they beat the Orioles, but they're playing.
We'll figure it out.
Detroit Tigers. There we go.
Okay.
Detroit Tigers. Yeah. Let's see. That's pretty much it in sports. Nothing's really going on. The hockey still in a lockout. Why? I don't know. Because nobody really cares about hockey. I'm sorry I said it. I don't care about hockey like that. I don't know why y'all still locked out. It's not like you all have like a lot of fans really. So you kind of need to get back to work it out. And that's pretty much it, man. I can't wait till the start of the NBA season. It's 26 days away. Please, people, register to vote. Please watch the debate tomorrow. I guarantee President Obama will step it up. He has to. Brother, please do not let us, get all upset again for like another week. And that's pretty much it, man.
All right, everyone. As always, appreciate you. Talk to you again next week, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Have a good one.
Brother Ferguson, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. What's going on with you guys?
Not much. How are you doing? You feeling better? You're under the weather yesterday.
I was. I had a sinus infection. I was hoping it wasn't a cold, and it wasn't. It was a sinus infection. So happy that I didn't spread any cooties to anybody.
Right.
Welcome back. Yes, thank you. So hopefully I can redeem myself with the sales that I have for you guys this week. So I guess I'll just go ahead and jump right in. I know how busy we usually get, so I'll just go ahead and jump right on in.
Okay.
J. Crew. If you shop there now, you can get 25% off of all women's sweaters, and that's in the stores and online. The sale ends on Wednesday, so you have to hurry up and shop. So, I would say go online. I usually do everything online anyway if I can. But I would hurry up. I usually try to do things online whenever I know that the sales are ending soon. So I would, try to go ahead and log on, or if you know you're going to be at a J. Crew and that's something that you're interested in, go right ahead. But I'll go ahead and let you know that J. Crew can be kind of pricey, so just keep that in mind when you're shopping, because their idea of a sale is not always my idea of a sale, okay? I'm so sorry, guys. Lobby's over here bothering me. I'm so sorry. Anyway. For 48 hours only, Old Navy is having a sale, too. And if you shop there tomorrow and today, you can save 20% online. This is an online sale only, so you can save 20% off your purchase. But you have to use code ONTAKE20. So it's ONTAKE20 to get that 20% off. But that's Old Navy only. Usually when I tell you guys about Old Navy sales, it usually spreads on over to Gap and then Banana Republic, but that's not the case. This is strictly Old Navy. The Limited, if you shop there now, they've marked down a lot of their items, and they have clearance items. If you shop their clearance items, you can save up to 70% on the markdowns. And another thing I wanted to tell you guys about is that you're all in luck because they just added 50 new styles to their markdowns. So, a lot of times what the stores will do is
and they'll mark things down, and then they'll wait a little while, and they may mark down those same items, but the limited doesn't really operate that way. They mark things down, and they add new items to the clearance items as they go, you know, as the season progresses. So that may be something that you all may want to think about. I just wanted to remind everyone, I think I told you a few weeks ago about Nine West, buy one, get one 50% off sale. Nine West, I'm not sure if you guys noticed or not or noticed it or not, but Nine West usually has a sale, and their sales last forever. But this particular one is ending very soon. It's ending on Wednesday. So if you're interested in the buy one, get one 50% off, hurry up and shop because the sale ends on Wednesday if you want to take advantage of the savings. New York & Company is having a great sale, too. If you shop now, you can buy one, get one 50% off of everything in the store. And this is an in-store sale. Now, they're also having an online sale. If you shop now, you can get 40% off of everything online. So you either have the choice of shopping in the store and buy one, get one 50% off, or shopping online and getting 40% off of everything. The online sale ends tonight, but the buy one, get one 50% off is ongoing in the store. So that's New York & Company. ASOS.com, which is one of my favorite online stores, they're also having a sale. And if you shop now, you can get 50% off of select items, up to 50% off of select items. And you can also get an additional 10% off of everything with code MEGA10, and that's MEGA, and then 10. And this extends to guys as well. I know I very rarely tell you all about sales for guys. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but this one and the Old Navy one, they extend to guys' clothing as well. So that may be something that you want to take a look at. Toby.com. I think I told you guys about Toby.com a couple of months ago, like a long time ago. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that on Mondays, and it's every Monday, Toby.com, and that's T-O-B-I, not Y, but I, T-O-B-I.com. They have this fabulous sale, and they add new items to their collection once a week, and they do it every Monday. Well, every time that they add something to their collection, they get 30% off of new arrivals. So if you shop Toby.com, and I'll remind you of this sale, you know, every once in a while. But it's like a lot of contemporary things. I mean, things that people can really get a lot of use out of. I mean, they have contemporary wear as well as classics. So that would be something that I would try to, you know, take an interest in. And then they have some really decent prices, too. I mean, some stuff can be outrageously priced. But, you know, for my purposes, they do have a lot of reasonably priced clothing. And, again, if you shop now through midnight, you can get 30% off of all of their new arrivals. And if you're in the market for any type of boots, 6pm.com is something that you may want to take a look at, because 6pm.com is having a sale, and if you shop now, you can get up to, and actually this is an ongoing thing, up to 75% off of all of their riding boots. Sorry, hold on, I'm having technical difficulties. And that's not
I'm
just
sorry,
their riding
boots. What's the website again? I'm sorry,
6pm.com.
6pm?
Yeah, I don't know if you know if anyone knows about 6pm. There's several people out there who do, several people out there who don't. Well, 6pm, this is also for guys as well. 6pm is like the, I guess, sort of like the outlet store for Zappos. I mean, everything on 6pm is on a sale. And they have prices up to 75% off of the original price, but everything is on sale. And that's clothes, accessories, shoes, and it's not just old, you know, Ruby Poo ugly stuff. I mean, I've got several things off of 6pm.com. You can get designer jeans off of 6pm.com. Then you can get yourself a pair of sevens for like $50, or sometimes even cheaper if you wear one of those, you know, size 4 or 2. I don't, but you know, if you wear like a smaller size, you know, those are usually the last sizes to go. So if you wear those sizes, you can get a really good deal on, you know, some jeans or some dresses, all types of things. But I absolutely love 6pm. I even found a pair of boots, leather boots, this time of year for $40. I mean, you really can't beat that. Unless you talk about my penny boots, but that was just an anomaly. You know, you remember my penny boots a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that was an anomaly. Anyway, I don't want to brag, but, you know, like 6pm is like one of my online faves, because everything. And when I tell you everything, everything is on sale because it is sort of like an outlet store for Zappos. It sort of is like we're saying go to die for Zappos, but that's not necessarily a bad thing because this stuff is still current, you know, still in style, and it's cheaper. It's a lot less expensive than you would be spending on Zappos.com. So I would always try to – I always go to 6 p.m. when I'm looking for something before I go to someplace like Zappos.com or Shoes.com. So just keep that in mind. That's for guys and ladies. And last but not least, Belk. This is an online sale only. Now, they usually, of course, Belk sales extend into the stores, but this particular sale is online only. They're having their Belk Day sale now through Wednesday, and you can get an extra 20% off of almost everything with the code. And this is a long code, but, you know, you guys can either write it down or go to my website. It is the code 850-750-80. So if you're looking to save an extra 20% off of items on Belk.com, again, you can use code 850-750-80.
Right.
And I think this is a coffee tonight. And that's for men and women, Stephen.
Okay, about time. Thank you. You did three things for men. I'm very happy about that.
I try. I do what I can for you.
And they can find all that at budgetshopaholic.com. There'll be a link on our Facebook page as well where you can check out all those sales and get your shopping off. Those of you are balling like that. Thank you, Ms. Ferguson.
Now, I also want to just make a little apology. I have not been posting as much as I should because I'm trying to get a few things together, but I'm going to resume posting regularly very, very soon. So I just want to let everybody know that.
Okay.
So my apologies, and I'm working on it.
We forgive you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Good night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Ms. Parker, what's going on entertainment news?
Entertainment. The biggest thing was the whole thing with Stacey Dash this week. I'm sure you guys heard about it. I believe it happened on Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure if we talked about it on the last show or not. But she posted her opinion about, you know, supporting Romney, and she got a whole bunch of hate social networking, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. What's your take on that?
I think that people they should be entitled to vote for whoever they want to. They should be entitled to express. That's why this was a part about America. You have the freedom of speech. You
and
know what
she,
I mean?
Exactly. And she posted it on her own page.
On
like,
her page.
Why? I mean, it was just a hateful, hateful thing to say. Like, the funny thing is, too. The crazy thing is, I was reading an article about, like, it's black people supporting Obama just because he's black.
Uh-huh.
I would say, first of all, overwhelmingly, black people vote for Democrats. Presidents and candidates anyways.
Anyway, right.
So I think he has two things, you know, in his favor with black people is that, you know, he's black and that he's Democrat.
Right.
Now, I don't think if he was Republican and black, he would get as much support. That's obvious because if you're Republican and you're black, you're seen in the black community as already being, you know, not on our side. So I don't think that would have been the same thing. You know what I mean? I think he has the fact that he's a Democrat, which, you know, if he was white, black people still support because they overwhelmingly support Democrat candidates.
Right.
But
right.
I do think a lot of black people are voting for Obama just because he's black, because they don't know the issues.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask
them
anything about the, you know, health care situation, they don't know anything about the issues. So I do think that comes into play. But I do think that we need to be mindful that just because you're black doesn't mean that you can't criticize the president or you can't, you know, speak your mind about what the president is actually, you know, doing wrong in your opinion or not, you know. And I was actually asked you to post this question on your question of the day. You being a supporter of President Obama, do you think that he's ever done anything wrong? And see if they know the issues or if he voted any way that you disagree with or anything, you know. So I felt like I read some of the comments and I was just like baffled.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe people would actually say things like that. Like, you stupid. Cupid be and go die and kill yourself? And I was just like, what?
Well, you know people hide behind the computer anyway. You know what I mean? Like, she probably would still get negative backlash, but I don't think someone's going to come up to her face and say those things to her. You know what I mean? But people on Twitter and Facebook, they're just a number. They're going to say nasty things. It happens all the time when you start in these celebrities, and it's not right. You know what I mean? It's not right that people, especially death threats and all, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's her vote. She can use it. Use your vote how you want it. Let her use her vote how she wants it. You know what I mean?
I was just, you know, blown away.
Yeah.
Another big thing's been, you know, this week or the past week is that the Vice President Biden and Paul Ryan, their debate was pretty good. I mean, what's your opinion?
I thought the debate was, I thought it was great. I thought Joe Biden did his thing. I think that he was passionate. He believed what he was saying. Paul Ryan seemed more rehearsed, and he seemed like out of his league dealing with someone who's a 30-year-old veteran. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, you know, Joe Biden got a lot of flack because he was rolling his eyes and sighing. But I know me. If I was up there and someone was talking crazy, I'd be doing worse than that. So
you know I would.
But,
so, I think that Paul Ryan came up there and did what he was supposed to do, which was supposed to be a well-rehearsed, thought about kind of big, kind of probably went over what he would answer in certain situations. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
well-rehearsed, put together, you know, answers. And, you know, I think Joe Biden came up there knowing what he was going to do. He knew he was going to come up there and just speak his mind. I think maybe, you know, they try to keep him, his rehearsal was probably more on try to stay on topic, try to be more professional. That was probably his type of rehearsal because I think he knows the issues very well. But I do think that the passion that he brought to the debate was needed.
It was really needed.
And I hope that President Obama can bring the same passion to the debate tomorrow night, but we will definitely see. Moving on, what about the whole rumor that Chris Brown broke up with his girlfriend because Rihanna is pregnant by him?
Oh, I didn't hear Rihanna was pregnant, but I did hear that they were supposed to be back together. But she's supposed to be pregnant.
Yeah, supposedly Rihanna is pregnant by him, and that he wants to be with the mother of his child, and so forth and so on. And I read the statement that he released that he loved, you know, he's in love with two women and this foolishness. But supposedly, after he released that statement, Rihanna and his girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, whatever her name is, had a 2-hour phone call, and they both agreed to date him at the same time.
Wow. You know, I think
I was like, oh my God, I can't.
I think a lot of it gets blown out of proportion. But, you know, what my mom always says is where there's smoke, there's fire. I believe something's going on, but I don't think that this one's pregnant and this one, they're going to be. I don't believe that. I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I know that the media and
I can see Rihanna agreeing to be with somebody who has a girlfriend. I can see that.
You think so?
Because go back and watch the Oprah interview.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this man have a girlfriend, and you professing how much you love him and crying about him on national TV with millions of people watching. Like, does that? Even if you felt that way, the fact that he has a girlfriend, you should be embarrassed to say that. Because if you felt like he was the love of your life and you was the love of his life, first of all, he wouldn't have beat the mess out of you. And secondly, he would be trying to make it up and be with you publicly.
Yeah.
And not, you know what I mean? And not sneaking around with you and sneaking around with his girlfriend with you. That's just crazy. So I can see her. I mean, I think she's young and that was her first love, and I understand we love hard Pisces. But, you know, I just feel like she needs to just get over that. And if they're going to be together, then have him profess that he's going to be with you and just you and not this craziness with him, you know, sneaking around his girlfriend. And she saw him while she was vacationing and he, you know, at a mutual friend's boat party. It's like, no, you guys are sneaking around.
I don't know.
I just hope they're able to work it out. It just seems like a relationship that is headed for disaster once again, from my point of view.
Let's go to commercial break because we gotta get ready to wrap this up. But I mean, it's so much information, so much going on, and you know, A-Ron, he had a lot of stuff for us as well. So, Engineer, she's back. She had a lot of stuff for us, so we kind of ran over time. But you know, they're both young. We wish them the best. And if they ever want to come on the show, we can talk to you. We'll be right back with Brandon Harris. We'll be right back.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Now, you know, I always love it when I get to introduce independent artists who I respect and I know personally on the show. Tonight is no different. Brandon is an extremely talented vocalist and songwriter from Detroit, Michigan. He recently released his brand new EP entitled Realistically Speaking, which really showcases his tight harmonies and that voice that his fans have grown to love. Please help me welcome to the show my boy, Brandon Harris. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, listen, for those who don't know Brandon Harris, give us a little background about who you are as an artist.
Well, as you said, I was born in Detroit. I started singing at the age of 3, I think. That's when, like, my grandmother kind of noticed that I was, like, really into music, and I started singing at church. I started at Lockett Memorial Church of God in Christ. Way back in the day, and it kind of just, like, escalated from there. Started writing maybe around 8 years old, and then I did, like, my first recording at, like, 12, kind of going through, like, the vocal change at that point, so it was kind of difficult, but,
right.
Yeah, but from there, it just kind of went on and went on. You know, once I went to high school, I was classically trained by my choir teacher. Kind of went to a lot of vocal competitions, and it just kind of went from there.
Okay. Well, you grew up in a musical family. Is that correct? How did that
inspire you?
How did that inspire you musically, you know, having that in the home? And tell us a little bit about that.
My mother's side, a lot of them, you know, really sing a lot. When we have our family gatherings, you know, everybody will get around, and we'll sing around the holidays. We'll harmonize. And so harmony has always been, like, a big, big thing to me. And even my father's mother's side, they also sing as well. They did, like, gospel albums back in the day. So it's just kind of, like, running through my blood, you know.
Yeah, something you were born to do, it seems like. So you recently released Realistically Speaking, which I had the opportunity to listen to before it got out, everybody, too. But anyway, I had a chance to listen to it. And I'm telling you, man, that is a solid project. Tell us what was your inspiration behind that. I know that you pull from different things. What inspired you?
Well, this was kind of like a simple, you know, quick kind of project. That's why I kind of made it free for everybody to go download, because I didn't want people to be upset with me about, like, I paid my money and, you know, it's half an album. You know, so I tried to make it free because there's a lot of interludes, because I wanted to give people kind of a preview of what was going on. A lot of the songs I did, like late last year, and they were kind of just sitting there because I kind of put it off on hold, and so I didn't want it to just collect dust, so I kind of put it out there to kind of get my feet wet, to kind of introduce to the world who I am, and hopefully I'll get the kind of, you know, response that I want, so that way when I go in to do my real studio album, you know, I'll have the connections and the following that I'm looking for.
Well, it's a great introduction to you as an artist. You know, I think a lot of people would describe your music as what people say just missing, the real R&B music. Do you feel like that R&B music is making a comeback? We have shows like R&B Divas, and then I heard Genuine and Tank, and I think Tyrese are getting together to do an R&B album together, and you have all these people trying to bring back real R&B music. Do you feel like it's coming back?
Right. A lot of times when people will listen to the album, they'll be like, well, it sounds like early 90s stuff. But, you know, I kind of grew up with the 90s music, and I feel like that's, like, some of the best music we had.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to bring it back to that, because I kind of listen to what people want to hear. Not only am I just doing what I like to do as an artist, I kind of listen to feedback from people, and a lot of people want to hear music go back to, you know, early 90s or how it used to be. And so that's what I'm trying to do. But I think, you know, it's slowly, you know, getting there, and I think eventually it will. Hopefully,
right.
You know.
Because when I was listening to it, what I thought was definitely has that real R&B sound, but it does sound modern. You know what I mean? Because I know, like, we had Corey Taylor on a couple weeks ago, and he manages SWV. And I asked him, you know, how do you bring them back after 15 years with the music that we all fell in love with, but keep it modern? And he said that that was, you know, something they really had to do. And I think that's what you did on this project. Like, it does have that older sound to it, but it sounds modern. You know what I mean? You know, that's what
right.
I'm saying. How important was that to you?
It was important, like I said, because, and by the way, that SWV album is really good, you know, so. But it was important to me because, like I said, I want to listen to what people want. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just say, well, this is, you know, my music and I'm going to do what I want to do. I mean, I'm ultimately doing what I want to do and what I enjoy. However, you know, I want to kind of, you want people to listen. You know what I'm saying? You don't want it to just be dismissed. So I kind of try to make my melodies melodic and try to make them catchy to where people can, you know, sing it or be like, you know, I can't get this song on my head. So that's what I try to do. And so to me, a lot of the catchy melodies and stuff, you know, was like in the 90s. And so it had a lot of harmonies and backgrounds and blah, blah, blah. You know, so I tried to minimize the auto tunes and effects. I just kind of kept it, you know, strictly like raw vocal and just kind of let people, hopefully they'll, you know, enjoy it for what it was.
Now, your first single is entitled Raindrops. Tell us about that.
Right.
Raindrops.
Okay, Raindrops. The reason why I entitled the album, realistically speaking, is because everything on it is, like, personal. Everything that I write point blank is because it actually happened to me or somebody else that I know. And so I try to keep it as real as possible, and I try to write about topics that I know people want to hear, you know. And so I can take a topic and I kind of make it, you know, relevant to people. And so Raindrops was a situation that I actually experienced or was going through maybe early last year. And so I wrote it maybe around April, and I started recording it in May. And so I kind of think it was still fresh and new, and they say, you know, some of the best music come from, you know, your hurt or what you're going through.
That's true.
And so I was going through a hurtful time at that time, and so I think it kind of showed on that song, and a lot of people really, really like it. So I was happy about that.
We'll be playing that in our next half hour. Now, tell us about Drunken Sex. Drunken Sex. Now, at the song is hot. Don't get me wrong. It's the interlude. Tell us about what inspired that.
Well, I'm a person where, again, I'm realistically speaking, a lot of people like to drink, you know what I'm saying? And we all know how drinking, you know, drinking, what it can do. So, again, I wanted to touch on a topic that's realistic. I mean, it wasn't necessarily, like I said, pertaining to me per se, but I hear a lot of people talk about it. And so I took it and just kind of put my own twist on it, right, and just kind of made it. And I don't know, a lot of people kind of responded well to that too, so.
I bet so. What is your favorite song on the project, would you say? Or do you have a favorite? What would be some of your favorites?
Well, at first, it originally started out to be Raindrops because it was, like, the most personal. But then following Raindrops, I did Lesson Learned, I'ma Do Me. And I think
that's
my favorite song because it's kind of like my anthem. Because it's about moving on. It's about, you know, leaving your hurt and your past behind and just kind of moving on and doing you and moving on to better days. So it kind of has, like, a motivational message behind it. But I think it's kind of upbeat and kind of, you know, you can groove to it. So I think that's, like, my favorite.
And this project is free to download. There is a link on our Facebook page where you can download your copy. You definitely want to check this out, especially you R&B lovers. Music lovers will love it, but R&B lovers specifically, you will really love this project. Brandon, where can people find you online?
There is a lot of different places, I guess. The first to download the free EP, you can go to www.noisetrade.com/Brandon J. Harris. From that, you can find my artist Facebook page, and you can like my Facebook page from there. I could give you the link to my artist page, but because there's a lot of Brandon J. Harrison's, they attach like this 15 number behind my name. So for me to give it to you, it'll be like really, really long. So from noisetrade.com, you can find my Facebook page. And you can also find me on www.youtube.com/Brandon J. Harris and myspace.com/Brandon Torres, which is will be updated soon, but that has like a lot of my older stuff from back in 06 and 07 when I kind of did like rough demos and stuff like that. So my MySpace will be updated soon, but it also gives you some of the older stuff that I did as of right now.
Well, listen, man, much success with you and your new project. We definitely want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and speaking about Realistically Speaking, which is available free download. There will be a link on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/The Stephen Knight Show. You can get it. Take care, Brandon, and we'll be right back.
All right. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 and Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. My worst fear has happened. Our guest did not call in tonight. But, Ms. Park, I think it's something you and I can talk about. We've talked about this before, about family secrets. It all originated when, you know, I was doing a question of the day on my Facebook page. We do one on the Stephen Knight Show page every Monday. And
you posted a question.
Yeah, post a question. The question was, if you later found out that one of your parents had an affair and you had siblings that you knew nothing about, would you ever want to meet them? And I'm telling you, my inbox, the question, people were just answering. Now, 2K is joining us back on the line for this segment since our guest is not here. But Ms. Parker, would you want to know that person?
I know I have a one-track mind, right? So, like, it's hard for me to understand other people's point of view. A lot of times, like, I don't even understand how people can say no. Like, that answer doesn't click. Like, there's no way I can comprehend that you will have something against a sibling that has nothing to do with your father cheating on your mother, or your mother cheating on your father. Has nothing to do with that. We don't choose our parents. Like, I didn't read any justification. I was like, okay, that person has a point. Nothing makes sense.
What do you think, GK?
Well, I kind of somewhat live that. And this is the first time I'm actually telling this story to the public.
I know that.
My dad was in the service, and before he married my mother, I'll say allegedly, because I still haven't found my sister, allegedly had a child before he married my mother. So there must have been some kind of deal after he married my mom that would never be an issue. And the girl became of age. She's older than me. She became of age, and she wanted to meet her father. So the mother was making arrangements and reaching out to my dad for them to meet. And I got wind of it. And, you know, my mom wanted to sweep it under the rug. It was like the dirty little secret that was never supposed to get out.
Right.
And to respect my mother, my dad honored her wishes. And when I asked him about it, he basically kind of played it off like her mom was a loose woman to all military men, and he just happened to get caught up in the situation. But he never gave me any information, and I felt some type of way about that because as a man, how could you do that to your seed? How could you do that to your child? And even if you didn't want to have anything to do with her, that's my sister. I want to know her.
Yeah,
I agree.
She has my blood in her.
Because,
I want to know her.
The same situation where supposedly is going on with Jay-Z and you know, Beyonce. Like, I honestly wouldn't even want to marry a man who would, like, not want to be a part of his child's life. To me, that wouldn't be something that would be attractive to me. And I know Steven knows this, and a few other people know this, but I'm an affair child. So my father had an affair and had me. And there's no way that, you know, and of course my siblings have had issues with it, and we struggle, and I think that's a lot of the reasons why we're not close amongst other family issues. But, you know, for a long time, like, my siblings would hold me responsible for the fact that my sister would say, like, well, when you was growing up, Daddy wasn't doing it. Daddy, you know, had his stuff together. He made up for all the mistakes that he made with us. He made it up with you. So my dad and I are the closest. My siblings, they really don't even talk to dad like that. But it's just that, you know, I don't have anything to do with it. So I finally, both of them, I wrote both of them a letter at different times, like, get it together. I don't care what your issue is with dad. I want a relationship with you. Like, I don't care. That's between you and dad. I have to be brought into this. I didn't make the decision. I'm not part of it. I don't think you should even consider me in whatever struggle you have with dad.
Right.
You know? So it's just the point that I couldn't even imagine, like, if I was in their shoes, I'd probably feel a certain way, but I can possibly imagine, like, not wanting to be a part of my sibling's life because I feel like my father has done a better job of my sibling, or, like, he made up whatever reasons. It's just, to me, it's like, that's the family. So, and I hate saying half sisters and half brother. That drives me nuts.
I do, too.
Because it's like, you're my family. I don't care if it's half. I don't even care if it's biological. If my father raised you, we're sisters and brothers.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, I don't know.
And
it's just
a hurtful thing.
It's a passionate thing. Yeah, it's hurtful.
It's a very hurtful thing, you know, and you guys know I lost my dad earlier this year. So with him goes that secret. Like, I have no connection now to find her.
Wow.
That makes it really sad. That makes it really sad.
The young lady was supposed to be on tonight, her situation was that she, I don't know which parent had the affair, but she never, you know, she's been told to stay away from. She's been kept from meeting her sister or her brother. She never met them. And she has tried for 15 years and has no success. So she's going to come on and tell us the story. But what advice would you give to both of you have your own different things going on? What advice would you give someone that's in that type of situation?
I just want to say, like, with Chike's situation, you know, I think it's really sad because he wants to meet his sister, and obviously his sister had been missing some because she missed the opportunity to meet her father. Like, that to me, I couldn't imagine not knowing who my dad is. Like, that would ruin my life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know, especially for a girl, that really ruins their lives. And I know people who've never met their dad, and it's just, like, that's something, like, you just, like, really? You don't know who your dad, you've never met your father? Can you imagine? You know, and she wants to meet Chica and her other siblings, I'm sure of it, you know? So that's just, that situation just saddens me.
And especially
with
a female, your father is your template for the men that you will have in your life. When you don't have that, everything else is, like, screwy.
Yeah.
Your entire life is ruined, honestly. I know females who you know, didn't have their fathers in their lives and didn't meet their dad until a younger, later age, and it's just, it's been a struggle, and we all have issues and things like that that we got to deal with. Everybody have their own personal struggle, but I think that especially not knowing, that feeling that sense of abandonment, I think would ruin anyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the fact that TK wants to know her and that she wants to know him, that's just really sad. And that now that she will never meet her father, that's even sadder. That's, I don't, I can't.
I'm going
to
find that man.
What's
that man that goes around and he finds people for you? I forget his name.
I love that show.
I'm going to go on that show. I'm going on the show.
I love that show. You should.
I am. I want to know who she is.
What I do is I try to look him up and shoot you an email, because I used to watch the show when I was laid off for the month or so I was off. I used to watch that show, and it was a really good show. It's very emotional, though, but it's a really good show. And he will find that person. He always does. But
wow.
It's a really emotional show. And I think you should. I should be on there.
Now, why do you think, because there were some people, Ms. Park, you talked about this, there are some people who had no interest in meeting that person that could have been their brother or sister. What,
selfishness.
Do you think selfishness?
Yes.
I think it's part selfishness, and also, too, you don't know what other family members have fed that person about that situation. So they could have been raised with this negativity connected to it, to the point where they don't want to be involved with it because of what they were fed about it.
Right. And then it probably can bring up wounds, you know what I mean, that the people don't want to touch on, you know what I mean? Especially the other things going on in that family. You know what I'm saying?
And that was the case with my mother and my father. They grew up in the same city. So they've always known each other since kids. And I think that before he left, there was a promise, so to speak, that, you know, when I come home, you know, we're going to be together, so on and so forth. So my mother and her thinking, you know, back then they did things differently. So
yeah,
I guess in her mind, it was like an embarrassment. You know, this man that left, he was going to come back and he was going to marry her, and then he went out here and fathered another child. That kind of soiled their relationship that they were going to have. So she was just trying to keep, you know, it under the rug, so to speak.
Right, yeah. So definitely something I wish I would guess would have been. I'm sure something happened. I just talked to her not too long ago. But I want to thank you, Ms. Parker and Chike, for both being so open and honest about your own situation, because a lot of times when people, when you share your story, you never know who's listening and how they can identify with what you're going through or what you've been through. So thank you both for sharing your stories. Thank you both. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back with Stephen Fuller, we'll be listening to music from Brandon Harris. So quick commercial break, right back after this. Thanks again, guys.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back. Now it's time to go into Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week, we select artists to play on our playlist. And tonight, our playlist features songs from both independent and major artists, including Brandon Harris, Frank Ocean, Asia Minor, who's a talented singer on the rise. She actually goes to Kirkland here in Atlanta, Georgia, and then many, many more. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is from our guest tonight, Brandon Harris. It's his first single off his EP entitled Raindrops. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's single.
Yeah.
be someone I can't imagine. Make the fear flow my mind. Now I'm standing by your side. You turned and walked away without telling me why.
Tell me what I did make you wanna flee.
Tell me what it is that made you up and leave.
Cause I didn't deserve it.
Turn it.
Really hope it was worth it.
It's gonna be hard to find out.
Now I'm not alone.
Before we go into the next song, I have to make a correction. I just messed someone's name up, and I hate when that happens to me, so I have to correct what I did wrong. Her name is Asia Major, doing major things here in Atlanta, Georgia, and all over. Check out her new song, Ladies in the Building. Check it out.
Over here, serious, if we're weak, only end up in hell. our best sister. More than just a pretty face, she's a ghost sister. Knows what she wants, ain't no reason to settle. So if you want for her to see, you better get on her level, because it's a no-nonsense party over here. Serious, if we read only and nothing else. All the real men who can handle it gonna stand up. 21st century women, don't put your hands up. Ladies in the building, ladies in the building, ladies in the building. Make the boys get it right. Ladies in the building, ladies in the building, ladies in the building. Make the boys get it right. I told y'all we about to change the game. I go by age, it's time to know my name. Cause it's going down in a major way. Shout out to the ladies with the major tape. So we should go like protection. Teach you a lesson to send you straight to the exit. We not playing hard to get, we just not that easy. We won't give you the business unless you give us a reason. But it's a no-nonsense party over here. Serious, if we read only and nothing else. All the real men who can handle it gonna stand up. 21st century women, don't put your hands up. Ladies in the building, ladies in the building, ladies in the building. Make them boys get it right. Ladies in the building, ladies in the building, ladies in the building. Make them boys get it right.
I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still?
yes, of course. I remember, how could I forget how you feel? You know, you were my first time, a new feel. It won't ever get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit, keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow.
Someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God's get rolls yesterday. That's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong. Off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh. You got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.
cry out the most. Oh, can't believe that we're still surviving. Cause I'm slowly breaking down, even when I hold you close.
Keeps us together.
And if I lose you,
yeah,
I'm afraid I would lose who,
yeah,
who I gave my love to.
Yeah.
That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell away into deep.
Thank you.
nobody do it like you. I love you forever. Girl, I love you forever.
Stephen's playlist. I want to give a big shout out to Brandon Harris, who you all know was on. I mean, you heard some of his music in this this playlist, and dude is on. Dude is doing big things. Very talented, very dumb. So definitely support him. Asia Major, we played her song, "Ladies in the Building." She's definitely an artist on the rise here in Atlanta and all over. So definitely be checking out for, looking out for her. She's coming soon. We have some great shows coming up. I want to also give a shout out to Ms. Parker and Chike for telling their stories, you know what I mean, bearing their souls about what's going on there. A lot of Black Times people don't do that, so I want to especially thank them both for that as well. And for you all listening at home, definitely appreciate you. We have some great shows coming up throughout the end of the year. We have some surprise guests coming up towards the end of the year, and definitely look forward to you being part of that. So until next week, as always, God bless. Have a good week.